Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Judges chapter 4, verse 1 and following. After Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead the way to Mount Tabor. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops, to the Kishon River, and give him into your hands." After Joshua completed the conquest of the Holy Land, the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They worshipped and sacrificed to the Baals. The Baals were the false gods of the conquered Canaanite tribes. This idolatry provoked the Lord to anger. Throughout the time of the judges, the Lord sold the Israelites into the hands of the previously conquered tribes, including the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and others. Around 1200 BC, things were going badly for Israel due to their rejection of the true God. They were ruled over by Jabin. He was a cruel king. His technologically terrifying army of chariots kept them in line. And in those days and years of Jabin, Deborah was a prophetess of Israel. The oppressed Israelites would come to her and ask her for help in settling disputes. In answer to the Israelites' prayers for help against Jabin, the Lord mercifully led her to send for Barak, an Israelite from the tribe of Naphtali. She gave him orders from the Lord God, "Go and destroy the army of King Jabin." Barak's response to God's call was not good. In the time of Deborah and the other judges, everyone did as they thought was best. This is the attitude of our world today. It is a mindset that often seeps even into our hearts and minds. But doing as you think best is sinful, because it is an attitude that refuses to listen to the Word of God as the first and final authority in our lives. Barak did as he thought best. He refused to go unless Deborah went with him. Due to his sinful attempt to negotiate with God, Deborah prophesied that Barak would receive no honor in the coming victory. And so it came to pass that the Lord caused the Israelites to rout the army of evil King Jabin. All of his soldiers and chariots were killed and destroyed. The general Sisera escaped, but was killed in his sleep by the woman Jael. This crushing defeat left Jabin with little power, and soon he was overthrown. And the Israelites had peace for 40 years. From these events, we do well to remember Barak's refusal to listen to the word of the Lord. In contrast, we see Deborah, who faithfully heard her Savior's voice and followed where he led her. And so the final words of Deborah's song in Judges 5 ring true for her time and ours. "So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but may they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." Let us pray. Dear Lord God, you raised up the prophetess Deborah to judge your people and to prophesy victory over our enemies. Continue to be our victor, O Christ, and lead us into peace and gladness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.